From Hollywood, Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair, bring you the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Her Highness and the Bellboy, Robert Walker, in your theater of romance. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Presents your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight we bring you an unusual combination. One of RKO's most delightful stories, Vivacious Lady, and one of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brightest stars, Robert Walker.
Certainly got a lot of nightclubs in here in New York, driver.
Look, Professor, you don't have to hit them all in one night.
Oh, well, I'm not doing this in fun, you know. I don't even like them.
I know. You don't even like nightclubs. You're looking for your cousin Keith. He's in town on a binge, and you got to find him before he gets in trouble. Okay, Professor, try this joint. It's the last one on 52nd Street, but don't take any wooden chorus girls.
Why? Hello, Keith.
Oh, Pete.
You don't have to pretend you're glad to see me. Just come on.
Well, Pete, I got
a cab waiting, Keith. You got to get out to this club, back to your hotel and pack. You're going to be on that train for Old Sharon at 8 in the morning.
My dear Professor Morgan, I have sat in this place for 4 nights.
I've been looking for you for 4 nights.
And I'll come back for 40 more if that'll get her to marry me.
Marry you? What are you talking about, Keith?
Something you've never tasted. A little dish of heaven.
Well, she doesn't work here, does she?
Certainly. She's a dancer.
Oh, no, Keith, not a nightclub dancer.
Something wrong with nightclub dancers?
Well, he was just... Oh. Are you one?
She's the one. Peter, Miss Fancy Brent. Fancy, Professor Morgan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what is this? You two just going to stand there? Francie, dance him around the floor once while I settle the check. Oh, you do dance, don't you, Professor?
You do dance, Professor.
Well, thank you. Couldn't you make it, Peter?
How's Pete?
Oh, swell. Do you have to dance anymore? For the customers, I mean?
No, I'm through for the evening.
Oh. It's, wonderful outside.
Mm-hmm. I saw the moon from my dressing room.
It's a wonderful moon.
Well, I guess I'll have to be getting on home.
Really? Oh, gee.
Look, do you want to take me home or don't you?
Do I? Oh, gosh, I was hoping that... Only instead of going straight home, how would you like to see New York?
Me see New York? Pete, with you, I'd love it.
Good, let's go.
Uh-oh, what about Keith?
Keith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't worry about him. He's seen New York.
And this is the subway, Peter. New York's nickel limousine.
Oh.
For 5 cents, you get transportation. A free look at a newspaper. And during the rush hour, your clothes press.
This is sure different from Old Sharon, Francie. Up there, it's so quiet you can hear the ivy climbing the wall. I said in Old Sharon, it's quiet. Just the sound of the wind whispering through the trees.
What did you say, Peter?
I said it's quiet in Old Sharon.
Oh, I like that. You don't have anything like these double-decker buses in Old Sharon, do you?
We haven't got sights like this either. But you know, Francie, big buildings aren't the most important thing. Everybody worries about industry, but very few people realize that our schools are responsible for the degree of civilization we attain.
Peter, what are you?
I'm a professor at Old Sharon University. Professor of botany.
You mean Keith wasn't kidding, huh?
Oh, no.
Gosh, a real professor. And cute, too.
Well, it's an exciting responsibility, Francie, to guide young people through the most important period in their lives, to keep liberal thought burning like a white flame in a lamp.
You say such lovely things, Peter. Not like anyone I've ever known before. Well, it really has been a wonderful night. But I guess this is goodbye.
Why?
Well, because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Because this is where I live.
Oh. Oh, gee, Francie, do you have to say goodbye?
Yes, I do. Only, well, suppose I say it like this.
Oh.
Goodbye, Peter.
Francie. Francie, wait a minute. Francie, it's my turn now.
Oh, but Peter, we have
room. Goodbye, Francie.
What is it, Peter?
Oh, Francie, we just can't say goodbye.
Well, then, what can we say?
Well, how about, hello?
Oh, Peter, hello.
Where did you disappear to, Peter? I spent the rest of the night searching. Some switch. Me looking for you.
Keith, I'm trying to tell you. Some people would say it's a miracle. They'd say it only happens once in a lifetime.
What does? What are you looking around for? This is our train.
But me, I don't think it's particularly miraculous. I think it's pure chemistry. Anodes attract cathodes. Just anodes attracting cathodes. Oh, Keith, she's the most wonderful girl in the world.
Cathode. What a name for a girl.
That isn't her name, Keith. Her name is Francie.
Francie? Oh, very pretty name. But that still doesn't explain where you disappeared.
Francie? That's my girl. Peter, what have you done with her?
Well, I'm trying to tell you. We got married.
Married? You and Francie? Peter, how could you? I introduced you to her. I thought...
Oh, my.
Peter, where's Keith? How did he take it?
Well, there he is. You can see for yourself.
Oh, poor Keith. Well, we'll tell him there are plenty of other fish in the sea.
Yeah, only I don't think he's looking for a fish. Porter, would you carry the rest of these bags, please? Oh, yes, and my cousin. Well, we're almost in, Francie. There's the university, and there, on top of that hill, that's our house.
Mm-hmm. How did your old man take the news, Peter?
Well,
wired him, didn't you?
No, I didn't think I'd better, Keith. You know how wires excite him.
Well, don't limit him to wires. He throws a fit over almost anything.
Sounds like I walked into something.
Right up to your beautiful hips, lady.
Oh, he's just trying to frighten you, Francie.
I'm not trying to frighten anyone. I just think she ought to be prepared. You see, Peter's father is Henry VIII of Old Sharon. He cuts the heads off young brides.
Don't worry, Francie. I'll break it to him gently.
Like you did with me? Oh, boy. Saved me 2 seats on the 50-yard line.
Oh, look, Peter, maybe you better talk to him alone first. Kind of straighten things out. I'll go someplace and wait.
You can come with me, Francie. I have a delightful apartment.
Oh, no.
Isn't there a hotel in town?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Francie. Keith, see that she gets to a hotel with him.
I shouldn't, but I will.
I'll call you, darling, as soon as I've told him.
I'll make it soon, Peter.
There's this old man on the platform.
Oh, I think he's a fine-looking gentleman. Is that your mother with him, Peter?
Uh-huh.
Now I see where you get your dimples. Who's that girl?
Uh-huh. The $64 question.
She looks just like your father, Peter. Your sister?
Well, no, not exactly.
Break it to her gently, Professor. Very gently.
Well, you see, Francie, she's, that's Helen. She's my...
Yes?
Well, she's my fiancée. Oh, Francie. Helen and I were supposed to get married when I got back.
And so ends Act One of Vivacious Ladies, starring Robert Walker. Before we bring you the second act, here is a message of importance.
Poor Margie. That handsome Marine she wrote to for 3 years is back home. He took her out once and has avoided her ever since.
What a letdown for Margie. Is there some other girl?
No, not another girl. I think a little breath of trouble ruined Margie's romance.
Well, I hope Margie finds out in time that a little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, calls for Colgate tooth powder. You see, anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness, and they seldom suspect the real reason. So you be sure to do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. And now, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of Vivacious Ladies, starring Robert Walker. Peter was unable to tell his father about his bride the first night, and the second night, and the third night, because Peter Morgan Sr. was a very difficult man to be told anything on any night. First, Fancy became impatient, then annoyed, then inspired. On the fourth morning, a former nightclub dancer enrolled as a botany student and was officially welcomed to the halls of Old Sharon as she walked to her husband's botany class.
And so, in studying plants, it's helpful to remember that they're like humans. Why, they get the blues just as just as we do. For instance, a young flower's heart may be broken, just like a boy or... Who are you?
I'm your new student, Professor.
Oh!
But perhaps I'm in the way. They didn't tell me your class was all boys.
Oh, well, that's all right, Miss...
Brent. Oh. Francie Brent.
Oh, Brent, yes. Well, you're perfectly welcome here, Miss Brent. The class is open to both sexes. And you will find, as I was just explaining, that botany is really the romance of life.
Is that so? Then I'll be a very eager student.
Yes. Now, let's see. Where will we put you?
Oh, Professor, first of all, Miss Brent will need some supplies. I'll be very glad to take it to the storeroom.
All right, Culpepper. Oh, no. What am I saying? Culpepper, you take the class. I'll take Miss Brand. Oh, Francie, why did you have to come to my class?
It's the only way I could see you, Peter. I've been an awfully lonesome bride.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. But they've been giving me quite a time.
Your folks?
Yeah. I've got to get Dad alone some way.
Is that impossible?
Well, practically. You see, he's been getting together with members of the school board ever since I got back. It's something about an endowment, an addition to the college.
Which, of course, is more important than an addition to the family.
Francie, you go back to the hotel. I'll pick you up there tonight and take you driving, and I promise to have the whole thing thrashed out. After all, I'm a grown boy.
Be quiet, Peter. Was your father terribly angry when you told him?
Francie, I've got to talk to you. Let's stop here by the lake, shall we?
Was I so much of a shock to him?
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about that. It's just that, tomorrow there's going to be a quiz and you have to take it.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can't make an exception for any student. However, it won't be unfair for me to go over some of the material with you. After all, you did enroll late. Now, these papers cover the question of cleavage and primary plant life.
Darling, when I'm alone with you, I get the same sensation I got when I rode in the roller coaster for the first time.
The plants have a peculiar method of cellular... sinking or up in the clouds?
Sinking or up in the clouds, what?
The roller coaster.
Oh, up in the clouds.
Oh. Well, you know, Francie, this botany is very simple if you don't let the terminology confuse you.
Do you feel that way about me?
What way?
Up in the clouds.
Certainly. Now, about this
cellular division.
Well, if you feel the same way, why don't you tell me?
We know no reason for it, but suddenly a one-cell plant will begin to show indent. Oh, Francie, I love you so much.
You know, we are married. And that reminds me, Peter, did you tell your father? You didn't, did you? That's why I have to go to botany class tomorrow.
Oh, Francie, please don't be angry with me. Come here.
Hey, gang, look, it's Professor Morgan and the new student. You take the class, Culpepper. I'll take Miss Pratt.
Holy Hannah, we got to get out of here, Francie. Now, either you bring my father out here or I'm going in.
What's going on out here? Peter! What's the matter with you? You have no necktie on.
Never mind about that. Now, look here, Dad. That girl, the one you think is Keith, well, she's not.
Why, you interrupted a board meeting to tell me that?
No, but supposing I did. I'm your son and you're my father and she is my wife.
Are you mad? Why, Keith told me she was a nightclub dancer.
Yes, sir. One of the best.
Peter, I won't have you toss your life away. And if you're serious about this, if you really are married to this girl, you better take steps to rectify the situation. Otherwise...
Dad, this is something that doesn't need rectifying. This is something that even you can't change.
No. Your mother and I will see about that. We'll see about that at once.
Way it is, Mrs. Morgan. And, well, it just happened. But I'm glad you came to see me.
So you're the girl Peter took away from Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry if I've caused any embarrassment, Mrs. Morgan. And if this is going to hurt Peter, the university, I mean, well, perhaps I'd better...
Oh, the university. Too much of Peter's life has been wrapped up in the university, just like his father's. All I want to know is, do you really love my son?
Oh, I do, Mrs. Morgan. Very much.
Dear... Why don't you call me Mother?
Well, Mother, is the girl being sensible?
Very.
Does she realize who she's trying to match with wits? Don't you realize I'm the president of Old Sharon University?
And I suppose that gives you the right to go around breaking in doors and breaking up people's lives.
What, Mother? What are you saying?
Mrs. Morgan, you've been very kind, but I think I'd better go back to New York.
Fine. And if you want a check for your railroad fare, I'll be only too glad to give it to you. And now, Mother, shall we be going?
I am going, but not with you. I'm going with Francie.
I wish you hadn't left on my account, Mother.
Oh, don't be silly. I feel fine about it. I feel so free.
New York could be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So many gay places.
We can go where we want to. And...
with no husband to bother us.
No. We don't like men. We
still
don't. Mother, you don't really feel good about leaving, do you?
No, Francie, no.
Neither do I.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll never see them again. Never.
What happened?
Why did we stop?
The train hit an automobile. Anybody hurt?
No, no, we're quite all right, thank you. Is compartment B in this car?
Yeah, down the far end there.
Thank you. Come on, Dad.
Peter... I don't see why you had to place our car across the tracks and have it wrecked. There must have been a more sane and less expensive method of stopping this train.
Look, Dad, it's a question of what you want most. The university or Mother?
Well,
I think you feel about Mother the way I do about Francie. You want to take her in your arms, don't you? Only you don't know how because you've practiced too long being president of Old Sharon.
Well, what would you suggest, son?
Well, I'd suggest, sir, that you forget everything but what your honeymoon was like. Well, here we are, Dad, compartment B.
You go in alone.
What?
And tell your mother there's a man waiting for her on the observation platform. The man who met her there 30 years ago.
Oh, you bet I'll tell her. Good luck, Dad.
Peter! Peter, dear!
dear, come in.
Oh, how did you get here?
Never mind that now. Mother, yes. There's someone waiting, honey, for you on the observation platform.
Someone waiting for me?
Oh! I think you better hurry, Mom.
Oh, I will, I will.
Well, Francie?
Well, Peter?
Hello.
Hello. Peter, where are you going?
Nowhere. Just putting this sign on the door.
Sign? What's it say?
It reads, "Quiet is requested for the benefit of those who have retired."
Robert Walker, star of The Delicious Lady, will return in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling film. The first time you use Halo, you notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Thank Robert Walker and MGM, producers of Our Vines Have Tender Grapes, for making tonight's program possible. Thanks, too, to RKO for sending us their Vivacious Lady, a Malone Rudin adaptation. We certainly enjoyed your performance tonight, Bob.
Oh, well, thank you, Frank. It was my pleasure to appear on Theater of Romance, and I hope I'll be back with you soon. My thanks to Miss Lorene Tuttle for her swell performance with me. I'll be listening next week to Ann Baxter and Vincent Price in Angel Street. And thanks again, and good night.
Billboard for the Future. Next week, Charles Manners' production of Theater of Romance presents Ann Baxter and Vincent Price in Angel Street, one of the most thrilling plays of our generation. And in the following weeks, you'll be hearing Ronald Coleman, Robert Alda, Janice Page, John Garfield, and many others. Keep this date for all the weeks to come. Theater of Romance comes to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, romance. Ladies, effective last night, the ration points on used cooking fat was increased. It means that you now get 4 points per pound instead of 2 for every pound of cooking fat you take to your butcher. Your cooking fat is urgently needed. And remember, those extra points can be applied to choice cuts of meat. Save every drop you can. Remember that soap calls for vast quantities of fat. The more you turn in, the more soap you'll see at your grocer's. And note, too, that you're speeding up the manufacture of nylons, baby carriages, cottons, woolen goods, and hundreds of wonderful peacetime products by saving used fat. Let me repeat. Your butcher now pays you 4 cents and 4 points for every pound of cooking fat. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.